It's October 23rd, 2009. Hello and welcome to MediaShip 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShip, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. At the Web 2.0 Summit in San Francisco, Microsoft announced two big deals to incorporate so-called real-time search into its Bing search engine. One was with Twitter and its endless stream of tweets, and the other was with Facebook and its public status updates. Very quickly, a beta site of the Bing Twitter search was launched, showing more robust searches of tweets than you could get on Twitter itself. Not to be outdone, Google quickly announced its own deal with Twitter, but not with Facebook, and said it would incorporate Twitter search results in its main search results. According to Google exec Marissa Mayer, the next time you search for something that can be aided by a real-time observation, say snow conditions at your favorite ski resort, you'll find tweets from other users who are there and sharing the latest and greatest information. Okay, fair enough. But just how much important information is there in the mundane info in most tweets? Not very much, according to Catherine Taylor at MediaPost. She wrote that, "I think the main reasons these deals are coming together is for bragging rights on Bing's part, and also because of an overriding belief here in 2009 that just because data exists, it needs to be searchable." End quote. In other news, Bloomberg finalized its purchase of Businessweek magazine for about $5 million, and it will also assume the magazine's debt and liabilities. Businessweek is on track to lose somewhere between $60 million and $80 million this year, but Bloomberg believes it can create a powerhouse business news empire with its wire service, monthly magazine, terminal business, and Businessweek's weekly magazine. But perhaps going unnoticed was the importance of Businessweek's website and its millions of monthly visitors. James Ledbetter of The Big Money said that Businessweek.com was actually the jewel of the deal and was bought for a bargain price. Bloomberg is getting a website with lots of readers and lots of upside potential, Ledbetter wrote. According to Bloomberg's chief content officer, Norm Perlstein, veteran business journalist, the combined reach of Bloomberg.com and Businessweek.com would be 7.8 million people per month, all of whom might be pitched on the lucrative Bloomberg terminal business. And the new Bloomberg empire might just have Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal in its sights. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Chris O'Brien, columnist at the San Jose Mercury News and blogger for MediaShift Idea Lab. I asked Chris, what do you think about the recent deals between Microsoft and Google with Twitter for their real-time feed?
You know, people a lot of times with Twitter focus on sort of the trivial nature of some of the status updates and the, you know, where I'm eating and what clothes I'm wearing. But where that stuff becomes interesting is often in the aggregate and sorting through it. And I still find Twitter search itself to be interesting but kind of limited, you know, when I really want to go back and find stuff. I feel that the same way with Facebook. I've said this a number of times over the years. Like, Facebook is great for knowing what I did the last couple of days. But, you know, I've been on Facebook 2 years, and if I want to find something I did a couple of years ago, I'm pretty limited in my ability to do that, even with their upgraded search.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about the real-time web? Our last poll question was, what do you think about the FTC's rules for blogger disclosure? 31% said they're great. 28% said they should be applied to print journalists as well. 21% said they're horrible and overreach. And 10% said the FTC was wasting its time. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.